We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Oh. February.
It always comes out Tuesday, like it starts with a C-H.
Oh, yeah, I do not say Tuesday.
No.
I say replace the two with chew.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
Oh, man, chews.
Charlesday.
You remember the chews downstairs?
Charleston or Beach Nut?
I don't think they were. It was like a, I want to say it was a knockoff trying to like get their foot off the ground. So they sent us a bunch, like the cluster, but it was like pounds of them downstairs. There was a blue wrapper and a red wrapper.
Oh, okay.
It's called Chews.
Okay. The only chew I'm familiar with currently is the one that sponsors literally every podcast on earth.
Oh yeah. That one. I know that one.
Let me try to guess. Is it like shoes from China? No, that's all of them. Never mind.
I'll write it down. You'll know it when you want to write it down.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like my new chews? They're Tuesday chews.
You like my
they make it sound like they're pretty easy to get, too, these chews he's talking about.
Like a male enhancement product or something. It sponsors everybody's podcast on earth.
Just take the Bluey.
You know, in most states, you can get that
boing
stuff from, you see the ads for these places like Roman and whatnot,
yeah,
these male clinics. You can't do that in this state. You have to go in person to a doctor and look them in the eye and say, hey, man, my stuff don't work. I need some Viagra. Well, you have in person here. They will not let you do it. But pretty much every other state, you can just do the Roman thing online and get it from a doctor that way.
Like, you got to show him? Like, he'll make you try to?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Like, he'll
like,
do it himself.
What's the follow-up on that?
I don't know. It's just one of those stupid South Carolina laws.
What's the side effects, though? I mean,
itchy boners.
Well, I know
probably
that, but I mean,
blood pressure.
Yeah, it's a potential that side effect.
That wouldn't make sense.
Real bad headaches.
Yeah.
Get lightheaded. Depends on what you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the doctor could do that to you. I mean, it's
like, what? Why?
Partly medical.
Well, that's what we were just saying. Why can't you get it? Pepper was asking why do you have to go in person here? Because you got to prove to the doctor that it don't work. He'll try it himself and see if he can get you excited.
Yep.
That's got to be the follow-up.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to be as evasive, is that the right word? Evasive.
Yeah.
Evasive. Sounds good. That if they're going to, oh, I need this. Any other pill you go in there and say, hey, I need some Xannies. Well, why? I need some.
I have anxiety real bad.
My turn to get them.
Well, why? Well, I need some Viagra. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that? I mean, is it that easy?
I don't know.
I'm going to ask for them so I can start selling them.
I just know you have to go in person and do it in this state. You can't do it remotely like you can in a lot of other ones with the Romans and the other ones.
My beard oil and boner promotion will be starting soon. Free pills with purchase. Damn, that's weird, though.
It is.
It's like an Airbnb.
It's just really strange that pretty much every other state has it where you can do that, and this one you can't. It's just a weird thing. Why this one? But this one doesn't like to do stuff. Like, our state government literally hadn't done anything in, like, 60 years. Like, nothing, except move a flag around.
They're good at sending stuff to committee to die.
Yes, that's all they do. They don't do nothing, man.
That's how I like it.
I hang out in the hallway a little too long this morning.
I might have.
Yeah, a little anger.
What if the doctor's like, you know, you gotta get it going for him. to get the pill, would you do it?
Well, if you get the pill, you couldn't get it going.
Like, well, I mean, like, but you got to see him questions. To get it.
Oh.
Like, oh, are you having sex?
Trying to.
That's a weird thing. So only the state of South Carolina.
As far as I know, there might be another one or two, but the majority of these states, that's why these companies have popped up like that. Because they can, I mean, they can work in most states. It's not this one.
So when you go to the pharmacy to pick it up, they're sitting there and they're like, oh. They're passing judgment. They can say all day long they're not.
Yeah.
They don't know the whole medical history. They're just like filling an order. Yeah. You know, come down the chute there.
But it's a very brief passing of judgment before they're on to judging the next person.
Yeah.
But if you judge everybody who comes into the pharmacy all day because they stay packed.
You'd be tired of it.
You'd just be the most miserable sack of crap ever.
Yeah.
My pharmacy listens to the show, so they would know. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's love the show.
You're going to talk about not getting it up. I saw your pills.
Well, if you got the pills, you are getting it up.
That's true. You're a problem solver.
Yeah, like they can't make fun of you for not getting it up if you take the pills, because then it works.
Unless, add that to your LinkedIn.
Unless you're dumb enough and you take the wrong strength and you end up in the emergency room.
Are there different strengths of D pills?
Yeah. They can't different strengths, yeah.
That's why you need a doctor.
Like, I can't tell sometimes.
Wonder like what the, let's say it's a 30 milligram. And if that's correct, God bless it. It was a total guess. But let's say that.
I don't know what the, I just know there's varying strength. I don't know which ones.
But what happens if you say, oh, I take my pill and then, you know, oh, you go in there and take another one. I took another one.
What? Well, if you take it.
Can you overdose on boner pills?
Oh, I'm sure you could. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No. What a way to go.
I wonder if it's like I had somebody who works in the energy drink sector. Tell me once that 1 8-ounce can is all your body can process for like 5 or 6 hours. I wonder if it's like that with boner pills.
I have a question, and you can just say yes or no. Was that person a monster, or were they chasing Rob Inario in Italy?
Yeah, the latter.
I see.
Oh, okay.
We'll say he grew some wings.
Yeah.
Not the kind that was hanging out of his.
No, that was a panty liner.
Charlie, I don't know, was his wife or his girlfriend or whatever situation he's got going on. <Yeah.
laughs> Is that what that show was about the airport hangar? It's about panty liners. Wings.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see. Somebody takes in, you get a 50 and 100 milligram.
Jesus.
I didn't know if they started at 25.
Lord. Well, I don't know what the ratio or whatever is, you know.
It's like a suppository.
I hear you can break the 50 in half and be fine, too. Unless you were pretty bad off with it.
Jesus Christ. That's got to be such a, like, you know, like it can be like nerve issues or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that cause it. It's not just like you're not attracted to your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, I guess. Yeah. I mean, gay people use Viagra too.
Oh, Lord. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nevertheless.
People who want to get it up, use it.
The partner, let's say that 2020 two word that's still hanging on.
Uh-huh. Partner.
They have to just feel like absolute mud.
Why?
Because you're having that situation.
They're going to draw mud.
And the latter. But, you know, even though you can say, I'm not saying anyone. I'm just saying if that man said, hey, I had to get on this pill, that's got to be crushing at first.
That person doesn't find you attractive.
I'm sure you'll go through that. Yeah, I'm sure people go through that.
God, they just got through a postpartum, and here he comes with his bluey pills.
I got one stuck in my throat one time.
What?
My neck ain't never been so stiff.
What about the pill though?
You think he tells his boyfriend, "Please don't take more than one. Just one." Here's a question. Could be classified as medical, scientific.
If you snorted, whatever. You look like Pinocchio. That was going to be my follow-up.
I got a real quick fat boy, a text from Bojangles. Matt, man, if you took too many, you could have a stroke. You might die, but not for sure.
What?
Okay.
Well, that was your question, fat boy.
He sounds like he
he overdosed.
Speaking from experience, old Boj.
I like fat boys. Question. What it was implying. How does the pill know to go to the right parts and you don't have, like, you know, some other things that stay stiff all day?
If you, like, that's blood flow in that area. So if you take it, it's going to increase the blood flow, obviously, but
it's going to increase your blood flow. And if you're doing sexy stuff, and it's going to increase your blood flow to that area where your blood's trying to go anyway.
I'm saying, does it make it bigger?
Yes.
But what if you took it and it still didn't work, and like it three more really inches? Was attributed to the fact your partner is not, I mean, that's just a mental.
That'd be a mental thing, yeah.
That ain't fixable.
Yeah, because you don't want your feet and hands to swell and be uncomfortable, too, while you're doing that.
You still on that thing, ain't you?
that boy asked his question. We got to that.
Did you ask your question?
Yeah. Okay. His question was, does it make it bigger?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, noticeably, you know, like, oh.
Yes. Yes.
Are you trying to own up to being on Viagra?
No, I'm awkward.
You've
I don't know what to ask.
I've used them before, yes.
Okay.
I have documented nerve damage. I've used them before.
Okay. They don't
want to. Somebody takes in, so what, you pass out from overdose looking like the Iwo Jima flag while you passed out? That's people, a bunch of dudes servicing you at one time.
They're drawing ding-a-lings on your forehead with Sharpies and spinning you like a top.
Just think about it. You pass out looking like the Iwo Jima flag. There's a bunch of dudes got hands on
you.
That is not what you plan.
Man, I wish Jake the Snake would have told the story when he was in here about, I forgot who was passed out, but there were a few of the boys around the guy to mess with him, so they were naked. They were going to, like, when he woke up, they were sliding a hot dog, a real hot dog, in and out of his mouth to wake him up. Yeah. Jake said the guy was passed out, and he never woke up, and he realized there was just a bunch of three naked guys with their stuff in their hands. Just hanging out.
It has to be frightening to be a professional wrestler and go to sleep or pass out drunk. Especially on an international flight, for God's sake.
Oh, like the,
you're getting a haircut.
I like the Mick Foley story. It was in his first book where he's in a room with Lord Steven Regal and DDP. And somebody put a bunch of cookies, Regal put a bunch of cookies in DDP's beds, or crumbs all in the sheets. Oh. So then DDP dumps the whole plate of cookies on Mick Foley's chest and sits down naked on it and starts rubbing the cookies in his chest with his bare ass.
Whoa, that's not a
what a rip.
What if that's just DDP's fantasy, though? Yeah.
What if that wasn't chocolate chips?
Yeah.
I think he might have did it to his face.
Yeah.
What a rib, man. That's hilarious.
But you can't be, I mean, you can be, but like if you're a bully and the bullying is you're making someone do a gay act or doing one on them, you're
the boys were.
Yeah.
Back in the
anything for a laugh.
Yeah.
That was
Scott. Especially that Mr. Perfect.
Oh, Lord.
Like, Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect would be the one you'd want to kick his ass, but you knew you couldn't.
Yeah.
That was Scott Hall's only alibi on the plane ride from hell. He was so bombed when he
was in a wheelchair before it started.
Yeah.
He was looking like Wheezy when he's on that lean.
Who was it?
Bone Crusher later.
Who was it? Cut off Michael P.S. Hayes' ponytail?
X-Pac.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, he was pissed.
Cut off his ponytail in sleep.
I love the stories that then hear JR react to it. I'm tired of talking about it.
Because he was the guy who had to deal with it. He was the VP or whatever over the talent relations is what it was. So he had to deal with the bullcrap.
He did.
He was their Mark Hendricks.
Yes.
It was fun until they got to the Flair part and made it too serious with the various accusations.
Well, yeah. Imagine being the guy though on there, though, just laughing at it, not realizing the context they're going to present it on their little documentary, Tommy Dreamer.
That was Dreamer, yes.
Flair, you know, he's always he's laughing. He's kidding.
Man, they kind of did him dirty. They swerved him on
they
that.
They totally did.
We're like, just having a good time talking about it.
They're like looking at him, laughing, doing that smile, nodding the head thing. Tell us the Ric Flair thing with his dong out. Tell us that one. Everyone loved it. It's what we're hearing.
So he's talking about it, like, you know, like it's funny. And then they presented it like it was serious.
Oh, with the dramatic music and everything.
Yeah. What if they just cut in like shots of Dreamer laughing after she tells her story? And he's like,
it's like Love Connection. He's in the square up there laughing.
I wouldn't want to piss him off. He'll come after.
Oh, no.
He's got to bump up, right? He's like head of creative now, I read.
For TNA.
Yeah. Guys, let's bring back the octagon ring.
Oh, he said he's not doing that. It was reported that he was. He said, no, I'm not.
Oh.
No, wow.
Yeah.
Turning that swerved. Swerved. Old Dixie's going to give you some more money. Tommy.
We got to catch you up.
My God. You got to catch me up, yeah.
I was talking about Fat Boy.
Yeah, us too. Me too.
I must have just broke. I thought I read that like last night.
I don't know. Maybe it is true.
You and Mark.
I saw it wasn't.
You got to look at it though, like on, you got to look at the date, because sometimes when you use Google News and look up something, if you don't look at the date, it might be from like 2016.
No,
nah, I don't use the internet.
I don't. That's why I'm saying I did that recently on something.
Oh, what'd you look up?
I don't even remember. I know it's, I'm not making up a story like Paige. It's one of those things where I was just
what
literally.
The hell?
it's like, what's going on with this? And I Google it, Google News. To I don't trust any particular source.
You can't do it.
And I was like, good Lord, look at this. And it was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I know if you're like trying to go to TLC Motors, but then you go down the rabbit hole and you look up TLC the band, and then this guy got to go from there. It gets wild.
Yeah, I started doing the waterfalls dance in the bedroom.
He was trying to go to TLC Motors, but he typed in TCL and wound up with a cheap TV instead.
Oh, yeah.
I drove to Texas Christian University to buy a car.
Yeah, yeah, TCU Motors.
Oh, Lord.
Notice I was making sure in my head that was Texas Christian University. Yes.
Yes, the Horned Frogs.
Beer the Frog.
Those frogs are on Viagra as well.
Mm-hmm. And they're purple. Purple frogs.
Yeah, boy. Well, if you take too many, it'll turn purple, I heard.
It should.
Yeah.
It better.
It really will.
It better.
where the eggplant thing comes from.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Aubergine.
Yeah, true story. Except some of them real, well, you know, depends on where you shop.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you got ED right now, we made you feel good about, or at least laugh about it, having it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
While you wait for the doctor to open.
Imagine like, if you're in a work truck and, like, you know, you have your medication maybe in your lunchbox or whatever, and one day it fell out and the boys saw it, and they're all sitting there trying not to laugh right now.
Yeah.
Because Juarez in the back seat. Yeah, I'm trying to be progressive. He's in the back seat like, oh, man, they know.
Well, no, adios, mio.
Hey, let's listen to Jumbo and Billy, boys.
Buenas noches, mi amigos.
Speaking of 2016.
Will they take anything? Certain crews, if they just see a pill pop out, they're just like, you know, hungry hippos and just try to go get it.
Probably.
You know they're at least going to pick it up and use that ID, that detector on the phone. Or it'll scan your pill.
You just Google.
I think it's just called Google.
Yeah, just Google. Just Google what's written
on
the pill.
You know, I downloaded the damn plan app to be able to see what kind of...
Yeah.
Google image search.
Yeah.
It's not, no app needed.
The Google app's all you need. Take a picture and search it. Yeah.
I used to have Google, those, I love you and I hate you.
I used to have one of those plan identification apps too. Now I just use Google for it.
That's what they do. They give you so much where you're like, oh man, this is so convenient. But what they're taking from you, you're like, ah, I hate child labor. They were working third shift in the McDonald's. Here I am wearing my Nikes made by a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. They are comfortable shoes, though. They make them well. If our kids over here could make tennis shoes this good, I would be all about employing them to do so.
Yeah.
Today we have Truth and Consequences. Speaking of different geographies.
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
The North versus the South. Will one step to the other side?
Oh.
That also was good.
Well, it was nice.
I'm saying somebody's moving here.
Yeah.
And somebody does not want to move here.
Yeah. But somebody's going to be like, well, I'm moving.
Well, I'm moving.
With you or without you.
Stay up here with your cheese steaks and your batteries at Santa Claus, wherever you're from.
Yeah. Stay up here with old Phil Brooks.
Oh, Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stay up here in Joliet.
Yeah, with Reinsdorf.
Mm-hmm.
Go Hawks.
Did Tim Conway ever wear a Chicago Bulls outfit and do that bit, Reinsdorf? Folks, Truth and Consequences coming up 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central Time. And then we welcome your phone calls on the Renewals by Anderson Studio line.
Yep, Renewal by Anderson, the Carolina Studio line, 1-800-774-0093.
Once you get them in once, you'll have them in again.
You will.
You'll have multiple renewals.
You will. You'll have all of them.
That's the way it'll work. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, do you feel like your live-in partner keeps secrets from you? You're not the only one. We'll talk about that next in Your Eyes Guys headline.
Who else are they keeping secrets from? That was a joke.
Well, I already knew. Mine was.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew. I mean, her name's Alexa.
Mm. Mm. Oh, that girl.
I don't know about that.
She's all sharing all your secrets, though.
Headlines. You leave my antiperspirant alone. Warning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fatboy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
We begin with this. Keeping secrets from your partner. And one in four people do that, according to a study that was recently commissioned. One in four people admit to keeping secrets from a live-in partner or thinking that they are keeping secrets. What kind of secrets are they keeping?
Did you flush?
I'm going to say it's got to be like money.
Good answer.
People lying about their money.
I'm kind of an idiot in the house, though, like. Matt said, did you flush? I come out of the bathroom like, well, I stopped it up again.
I will say that it's money or gambling.
Oh, interesting.
Which is kind of the same thing, no?
Yeah,
let's go with money.
Well, the most common secrets include details about past relationships. 26% say that they've kept those secrets. Doing something they know their partner will be upset about, that's 20%. And here's the third one. People have done that. About an undisclosed spending habit that you have, 19% admit to that. And that encompasses just about anything, you know, online spending or a habit that you have picked up that you don't want your partner to know about.
Why do people do that to themselves as far as past relationships go?
What, lie at the beginning?
Well, say
or,
like...
Meaning what, exactly?
Well, okay, say you get with somebody like, I don't... Okay, say it's the beginning. Say it's like, you know, a couple weeks in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when they start asking questions like, hey, what's your number? How many people you've been with? Like, yeah. Like, what's the matter? Well, she's like, you really get what you like, you gel, you're like, hey, we're getting along. She's like, man, I got drunk one night and had sex with 20 dudes.
You
are you going to be like, wow, I'm out of here.
Deal breaker.
Like, we got a connection, but hang on now.
Fact that you blurted out like that makes me think that you got issues about it.
Are we at dinner or like in the bed?
Oh my gosh.
See, I don't like, I didn't know if that would matter.
That
like
ain't the time to tell that in the bed. I mean, it's just not.
No, awkward.
But is it a good dinner table conversation?
Only with your family.
See, I don't.
Like, I don't know that everything has to come up.
I don't know that does anymore. But yeah. Then again, like, I think that was like a 20s, you know, kind of conversation.
Yeah.
My 20s. Like, yeah. Once you get 30s and 40s.
You hope she's a little seasoned?
I mean.
Broken in a little, I guess. Know what she's doing, you know, that's a practice.
Broken in a lot. I mean, do you want them to
I don't
be
want Nadia Suleiman or anything.
Right?
Now, we don't know that she had a lot of sex. She just had 8 kids at once.
Well, but still broken in.
Yeah. Well, she didn't have to have sex for that.
Broken out.
Yeah.
Well,
her number could be 0. It was in vitro, yeah.
All right, so
still the scarring.
This happens more frequently with younger adults than it does with the older generation. So a third of the couples at 31% say that they moved in together gradually without having an official conversation.
Yeah.
And nearly a fifth, 19%, say they wish they had discussed both day-to-day and long-term finances together before shacking up, which would have make the big difference for that. So there aren't anything necessarily short-term things of people that they've kept secrets. A third of them kept something from their partner for over a year, and half of them are currently keeping a big secret.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Hope they call in and say what it is.
Yeah. Now, there's a difference, though, between, like, stuff you withhold and stuff that just didn't come up, though.
Yeah. Like, by the way, I have a child.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Now, that would be something you withhold. Yeah.
If like, hey, it never came up, then I might have a kid somewhere.
I think that's withholding.
I may or may not. I'm not sure.
You ain't asked.
Two-thirds of people feel guilty about not telling their partner something about their past, but 40% have something that they never plan to reveal to their partner for whatever reason. Could be embarrassing.
It could be, yeah, it could be something violent, too, I'm thinking.
But all the embarrassing things that happen in like a relationship when you live with the person, like there's a lot of embarrassing things that go on, or a lot of things that would be embarrassing without that level of kinship you share with that person, you know? So I don't see how some things are so embarrassing that you'd be afraid to share them, considering all the embarrassing things that happen when you live with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I won't date anybody who listens to this show. Because there's already a preconceived notion about
good luck.
You start out out in a hole because they know so much about you and you don't know them at all.
Well, I'll give that for me.
Have you like ever dated someone who wants to overshare and you don't want to share certain things? Like they want to tell you everything about them, and I'm like, whoa. Stop.
Women are smart. They'll do it with one of those fun card games.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Those
like, against humanity.
Yeah, or I mean, there's like 50 different ones now where it's like, you know, it's all about, it's coy. It's like to try to get you to talk about stuff, you know, amongst friends or, you know,
oh, yeah, they'll
slam piece, whatever.
Or would you rather hang out with three buddies or three girls? And then you could say, well, what were you doing with the three of them?
Yeah.
No man's going to say.
Playing something rhymes with cards against humanity.
Yeah, like no man's gonna say, oh, I want to hang out with three random girls instead of three of my friends, especially not to the person he's with.
I mean two other, that would be a threesome.
It'd be a foursome.
Well, you may be playing golf
or pickleball.
Pickleball. I yelled out the window to somebody yesterday, switch to pickleball. They just stopped and looked. It was kind of awkward until I drove by.
What were they doing?
Tennis.
Oh.
Like a bunch of losers.
It'd be better if they were playing golf.
Either way.
I was about to ask a dumb question. They make a pickleball version of golf. Yes, putt-putt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's disc golf.
Mini golf.
But for some reason, you got to pay a lot of money to go play putt-putt as much as you do to play nine
almost,
holes.
Almost. You're right.
Yeah, putt-putt ain't cheap. But and you go to like real golf course, you got to take your own clubs. Putt-putt supplies them usually.
Yeah, that's true. And they got colorful balls.
Yeah. And water features and stuff.
They're rubber balls, too.
There's a place I pass sometimes.
They didn't do mine.
I pass the place that's usually closed, but they got putt-putt, and I'm like, what's stopping me from just hopping the 2-foot fence and playing some holes?
Don't you love the ones, too, that are like old and they're maybe like not politically correct anymore?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're looking at them like, man, I'm glad the paint faded off that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about what happened in Georgia. Or
that's why
the
statues are all illegal. Made out of stone, I bet.
Yeah.
They don't want to, like, give it a certain, you don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Go ahead, Paige.
Authorities in the city of Monroe, the police there say that.
Monroe.
North Carolina?
Georgia.
Oh.
At Monroe's all over around the south.
Oh, yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I thought you were going to say something. So,
I did.
So officers, they received reports of a woman taking flowers from grave sites at Rest Haven Cemetery. But here's the weird thing. They don't really know why she was doing it. When they arrived, they found the woman by her van near the cemetery, and according to investigators, they found 100 artificial flowers inside.
This is a Mill Hill-ass crime right here.
Or meth head crime.
That too.
But she was in a van.
Yeah.
They would have already parted that one out by now.
I imagine it was a 1980s Dodge Caravan.
So we don't know how she was repurposing the flowers or if she was keeping them for herself.
Yeah.
Wasn't disclosed.
Maybe she's probably trying to resell them.
Yeah. Put them on Etsy.
Surprised people just don't go and take them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she did, but you know.
It happens sometimes. But I think if you roll up to the family plot and the flowers are missing, you just blame the weather.
General.
Yeah, man. I pass the place, they blow all over the road.
Dude, you just go by the northern fence,
mm-hmm. yep.
and they're all like pressed against the fence after a good rainstorm.
Yeah.
Time to change out the flowers.
Taking arrangements.
Well, there's an American Psycho reboot in the works. And, you know, Christian Bale, he was the perfect psychopath to do that role.
He was better than Mila Kunis was.
In the original.
Yeah. He might have better material, too, arguably.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who's going to follow this act? Well, the internet has some idea that it should be Glenn Howerton from the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. If you watch that show, then someone else is.
You're kidding yourself. It's going to be a Skarsgård.
Yeah.
It's always a Skarsgård.
You don't think it'd be old Barry Keoghan?
Him or a Skarsgård, one of those, yeah.
You know who this could be the breakout role for? I'm not even joking. I can't remember his name. Hold on.
Who, from what?
That's going to be good. We'll match game.
If I say the one good clue, though, to give it away, do you want a good game or like a slow, drawn-out game?
Well, let's do a good one since we should have went to break already.
Okay. Michael Scott.
What's Steve Carell?
Steve Carell.
He did something similar. Did he? Similar.
Mm-hmm.
Similar.
I Fred think. Moore. This is some show where he plays a psychiatrist.
Oh, it'd be great. He could go there, do the charm, the jokes and everything, and then show a...
Just show a creepy...
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it was
great. The way Robin Williams was in One Hour Photo.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's what exactly... When you said him, I thought it'd be... If he could do it without being too like Robin Williams in One Hour Photo, because it'd go in that direction.
Yeah.
The handsome guy from Saltburn would be good at that.
Oh, yeah.
The one who made the bathwater, not the one who drank it.
Ah, God.
The one who was in the grave, not the one on top of it.
All right, well, I'm paying.
He was Elvis and Priscilla.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Yep.
I didn't like that movie.
I wasn't going to watch it. I'm like, I don't know if I should.
Those are your eyes, guys, headlines.
I don't really care about Priscilla's story, to be honest with you.
No. Sad. No. I would watch a Colonel Tom Parker, but I already have.
What I really want to see is Elvis's actual story. I'd love to watch that.
Yeah,
I'd love to watch the one where he's like, you get to see how crazy Elvis was, and that like, if a woman is a mother, he can't find her sexually attractive anymore, even if it's his own wife.
I want to see that part. Colonel Tom Parker was basically a wrestling promoter.
Yes,
he was a carny.
Everybody was back then, right? All the carnies, wrestling promoters, all the same thing.
They took my hair, Mama.
thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in sports besides the obvious sad thing?
Well, we told you yesterday that Cam Newton, we showed you the video, he got into a scuffle
in
a 7-on-7 tournament. We said yesterday we don't know what happened. Now we know what happened.
Okay.
We know what caused the scuffle.
Is he on the road to WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Is he going to face Nia Jax?
He just randomly points to the sky. God, really? Is she in WrestleMania? Don't put her in.
We get to fight somebody his own size.
It's true.
Oh, hell. All right, Sports Fat Boy right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys
Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I'll tell you what, man. We like to get to the bottom of it if we can. We ain't finna give you half a story.
That
should
that
be somebody's
yesterday.
That should be somebody's motto.
I probably has been.
Well, so we showed you the Cam Newton video, 7-on-7 football tournament in Atlanta. Cam's pulling a guy down.
They not find 8 more guys to play.
Like, I don't See, that's where you get hosed if you're a lineman.
Absolutely.
How can you get better?
Yeah.
Nobody rushes 7-on-7. How you going to learn? Too fat to be a receiver or a DB.
Too cold at home.
So
it turns into, does it turn into like neighborhood football back when you were a kid where everybody's a wide receiver?
Pretty much.
Like he's got one guy throwing a ball to 12 different receivers.
It's all about the offense.
That's when you'd play like flag football, you know, and somebody'd lose a flag, so you'd use somebody's old sock.
Mm.
And then somebody'd get a little rambunctious, and next thing you know, the mayor's son's arm is broken.
Yeah.
Knox White Jr., what up? I was in that game. I did not break his arm. No, I was okay. In the game.
You didn't break his arm?
No. My friend did. Former yeah. friend. Former I quit being friends with him after he broke the mayor's son's arm.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, according to one of the coaches for the other team, or one of the teams, actually, this is one of the coaches that was involved in the scuffle. Media called up to him, asked him what happened. He said, Sunday comes, I'm walking through the parking lot, walking to the field. Cam jumps out of his car and yells, hey, all that sorry ass ain't going to work today. What we betting today? What we betting?
Uh-oh. Sounds like a Michael Jordan in the making.
Coach was like, I ain't betting you, bro. I already beat you 3 out of 4 times. You got to beat me first. So I don't know if Cam has a team there. I assume this was his event.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like you don't say.
So you're giving us half the story.
Yeah.
Well, Fox News is like, as usual, not giving me the full details.
Nice.
But you just said we ain't going to give you half a story and then gave us half a story.
Well, you got to take it up with Fox, story. Buddy. Mm. But does that matter?
No. But it's like the thing with him owning a team, is that like his attempt to like ease into the whole, be like, you know, oh, team owner. Start off small. Like Magic Johnson bought one theater.
Just
he did.
One.
He did. And then now.
But he had a bunch of Starbucks, right?
Did he?
I think he made all the Starbucks money.
Good Lord. Save some for us, Irvin.
Well, I assume this is high school passing.
Cookie's allowance went up.
Maybe he's doing an appearance, but he wanted to bet money. So, now if you read further, it says he has a team in the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they won the tournament for a $5,000 prize.
So how'd the other guy beat Cam 3 out of 4 times?
Who Hold on, Fat Boy's going to read further and tell us. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know why he was saying that to him, unless this was over a couple days. Because it just says that Cam won the end.
But Cam got out of his car and said, "That sorry ass ain't going to work. What are we betting?" And the dude said, me and 3 other guys fought him?
I guess. He's like,
man.
He said, I ain't betting you, bro. Already
was it an advance made, maybe, or something?
It seems to be some missing information here. Is the
Was Cam standing there wearing tidy whities, wearing holding a hammer in his hand by chance?
Maybe. Now, see, this says it was 5-on-1, but I only saw 3 total.
I thought it was 4.
Let's watch it again. Look at that.
One might be able to like parkour out of the camera view.
Oh, there's a different view we didn't see yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he landed a punch.
Who was that puss?
He landed a punch, but it didn't faze Cam at all.
He just ran up, hit him from behind, and then moved away. I hate that kind of person in a fight.
See, that's what I don't get. Are you supposed to give the person, like, an advantage? I'm going to sucker punch you. That's
no,
an advantage.
No, but you're not. That guy wasn't
in the fight.
In the fight. I'm talking about he's just one of those guys. Like, a mosh pit can be fun. But then you get somebody in there that's just had a bad day and he's taking it out on everybody.
Yeah.
What if he knows the guy?
Like Cam's already successfully wrestling 3 or 4 dudes, and then this little dude runs up and punches him and accomplishes absolutely nothing.
I'm going to see if I can get it right where he hits him. There he is. Boom!
God, man.
Then Cam
and then
don't care.
Backs out.
Does he have a witch's hat on? Look at Cam's hat.
I think that's his
he
hair.
Looks like a pilgrim. He does.
It's like
man.
Coolio. His hair's going through the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wanting to be Basquiat. Him and Jay-Z both.
We met Cam, though, man. He's a big dude.
He's what, 6'6"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a large man.
Ollie Anderson died.
Yeah.
He did.
Whip out of here.
No,
I never heard anybody's, like any of the boys over the years say anything good about Ollie. Like no good memories.
Why?
I was always heard he was a cantankerous a-hole.
He grew up in a time when it was all by the book where, you know, if you were a bad guy, you dare not go to Red Lobster after the match and have dinner with him. Mm-hmm. You never, you know, if you got hit by a fireball, you had to go around town until the story was finished being told, wearing the
the bandages.
The bandages all over your head.
Yeah.
You had to. And then when the new era came in, he didn't like it and tried to hold on to it, and he just didn't evolve.
Yeah,
he didn't want to. Was an a-hole.
That too. Yeah, he was.
He was nice when we met him, but he was
nice,
like,
enough. Yeah,
that was 20 That was
that's the same day we met Dusty Rhodes.
God, really? Yeah,
20 years ago, like 20 years.
And that was the same day we met Ronnie Garvin.
Yeah,
Ronnie
Garvin. And Tommy Young.
Tommy Young was.
Olin's about to come in here. Y'all ain't gonna like Olin now. He's gonna be a mean.
Hey, Ole, how you doing down there?
I think part of Ole's rep, too, is that he was just
running.
Like, I mean, that he was one of the best heels ever heel. Like, he was entirely hateable.
Oh, very
to the
nice.
Point he got stabbed in Greenville.
Yeah.
Yep.
He got an old man stabbed him in Greenville after a match.
I mean, and that's the time he grew up in. And yeah. Then, like, he dealt with all that and lived that lifestyle. And then all of a sudden, Paige.
That
in
is
the 90s or whenever happened, you had that pop of, you know, okay, we're going to bring you behind the curtain and expose everything. He's like, my God. It's like, imagine, you graduate from college, you don't go pro, but then the Neil deal comes in the next year.
Yeah. Well, imagine Ole when, like, everybody wanted to wear NWO t-shirts. And he's like, those are the heels. I used to get stabbed. Now you buy their t-shirts.
The real reason I think he had a chip on his shoulder because his original nickname in wrestling was The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah, Al Rogowski.
I mean, good Lord, he didn't trademark it or nothing.
He's gonna haunt me for not kayfabing the name.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry, Ole.
My God, Arn's not really his nephew.
No.
All right, we'll take a break.
Rest in peace.
And truth and consequences: the North and South, often divided by a line, up in Mason-Dixon County.
Uh-huh.
Some people like it. Some people don't. Some people can move back and forth. Others say, I'm staying put here. But when your partner says, I want to go there, then you have to do truth and consequences.
And you ain't talking about like they're lawyers together.
No.
Or doctors together.
No, I'm talking 2024.
Yeah.
And plus, I don't know if they're married or boyfriend, girlfriend yet either, or engaged.
Yeah.
I make that mistake a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say partners.
Partners.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.